KI4DTY Mobile. 4DTY, KO4HKX. HKX, what you doing, Patrick?
Riding around trying to sell a few tools. What you doing?
Way back from Asheville. Traffic was just very unpleasant. Did not enjoy it. But, hey, I'm not going to balk. I had a paying job, so I'll take that all day.
Well, at least something good come out of it. That's about the only thing good comes out of Asheville, I guess, anymore.
I'm with you there. Are you driving your big truck or the excursion today?
I'm in a tow truck right now. It's going pretty good. It's that time of year.
It just drops off, right?
It really drop off. It just changes. Everybody's interested in toys and gimmick stuff, not tools.
RC cars and planes and stuff in your tow truck during this time of the year.
I already do.
Yeah, so you should just turn it into more like a toy truck.
I hate doing it. But it's, yeah, you gotta do what the customer needs. I hate messing with it.
Just gotta sell them what they're willing to buy. I am doing the same thing. I am working with a client that normally we wouldn't handle this part of it, but we were not the main photographer, but we are redoing prints for someone. I don't, same thing as you. I don't really like going in like that and doing it, but you gotta do what it takes to pay the bills.
As long as it's legal, we'll make it happen.
How's your week been going, though?
Pretty good. I'm glad to see a little bit of sunshine today.
I was doing house pictures today, and I was trying to get there early this morning before the rain hit hard, and the client was talking my ear off, and then I was like, well, listen, I got to get outside, I got to get these pictures taken, and dadgum, as soon as I went outside, it started raining.
I'm feeling. A lot of people just want to stand around and talk sometimes, and you want to just tell them, hey, I got to go.
You know, having a little small talk, but I was there to work. I needed to get it done and get out. And they wanted to chit-chat, tell me how they were going to spend their bazillion dollars on this stupid house, and I didn't really care. I was there to take pictures.
Taking before and after pictures or something?
Yeah, working with a home builder, a very, very high-end home builder. And these homeowners at this specific location have lived there for like 18 years, I think, and they were ready for an upgrade. So this is, of course, the Biltmore Forest. So we're not talking about a small, cheap house to begin with, but they're doing almost a full gut reno on it. So it's going to be pretty crazy.
People up there are just on a different level than I am.
I mean, I'm, I guess, happy for them, but it was just funny. So one of the rooms I was taking a picture of, he has all these, I guess it's his travel room. So it's every place he's ever been in the world. And so there's all these, like, pictures of him being in Alaska or Scandinavia or all these other places, and some of the animals that he's retrieved. So it was pretty crazy.
Trophy room, right? But hey, I'm at my next stop, so I'm going to say 7-3. So you be careful the rest of the trip. I'm good to talk to you. Maybe I can catch up with you later. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now.
They're hopping on for a few minutes. I enjoyed the queue, so KI4DTY, I'll be on the side. 7-3s, Patrick.
JC.
DJC, KI4DTY. Is this Jerry? This is Daniel. I recognize you. I've talked to you a couple times, but I'm sure you probably don't remember me. How's it going today? I wasn't 100% sure. There's a couple of Daniels on a couple of different feeders, and sometimes I get confused. I'd rather keep silent and rain all out because I don't have any sense.
I hear you there. I definitely get some of the names wrong every now and then, but this is Daniel here. I'm coming back from Asheville right now.
Talking to Patrick about the houses up there. They tell you, these people have gone nuts. I've seen some renovations done, and people asking some astronomical amounts for houses, and the interest rates don't seem to matter to them. They just pay cash for them, I guess.
That is very true. I think this reno, so this house, I mean, God only knows how much the house is, but it's 4,000 square feet roughly, and they're about to add another 500 to 1,000 square feet, but I think total for the house reno is going to be about like 250,000, I think, something like that.
I've seen people spend that much on a house in Greenville, one of the older small houses in Greenville, spent $200,000 getting it and putting it back together. I forget what they call it. It's like the 05ers or something. There's a group there near Augusta Red where they have a lot of these older houses. They got some big houses in there too, Daniel, but they got some smaller homes, you know, in there, and they've gutted them, and you know, they're asking, you know, $400,000 or more for some of these houses that were 20 years ago and probably, you know, $150,000 or so.
I don't even have a hard number on what they're doing. It was kind of like trying to figure it out. The house they're actually wanting me to take pictures of in probably a month or so, it's they're putting in $1 million swimming pool. The swimming pool is going to have actual sliding. It's all glass covered, but it's going to be a sliding top. I don't know how to really explain it. Like the whole wall and everything top, almost like they do for the football stadiums, the domes. It's going to open up like that.
I've seen some pools like that. Not right around here, but I've seen them in the Atlanta area. You know, now the thing now is you use salt water for the pools instead of chlorine, and those are expensive too. A pool is a hole in the ground you pour money into.
It's the truth. Yeah, I think that house that I'm going to be photographing is, I think the renovations for it, I think they said we're going to be around that $10 million mark. That's just the renovations. I was like flabbergasted by it.
I know that some of the football coaches have some places over on Lake Burton in Georgia, and I know that I think Nick Saban had a nice place over there. I've been by his place and seen what it looks like, and I think he sold his for about $15 or $18 million. He's got two over there, I think. But $10 million for renovation, that sounds like that's insane. I mean, I don't care. I say I shouldn't care how much money you have. You know, there's a lot of diminishing returns when you start spending that kind of money. I mean, you can build an exceptional nice house. I mean, nicer than anything most people would ever need or hope to need, well under $1 million, and have the finest in everything. But if you start spending $10 million on renovations, you know, that's just crazy.
I totally agree with you. I think part of their cost was, first of all, the house is on the side of the mountain. So the pool is literally had to be dropped in with one of those big helicopters, along with a bunch of other stuff. But also they were opening up the wall that faces the mountains. They were completely opening it up, and they are putting in those, have you seen those giant 14 feet tall?
Architectural magazines, though. I don't know if anybody's got anything like that, but I've seen photos of those.
And putting that in, and so they had to redo the roof, or just a hold everything up, but they're putting in those sliding, I think it's going to be a 25, 30 foot opening for those glass doors. It's going to be pretty epic.
Build a pretty decent football stadium for $10 million. that's mountain money. I understand, I can appreciate those types of things, but like Badger says, out of your pay grade, it's out of my, I just can't imagine somebody spending that kind of money for renovations. I mean, that's like working on the Biltmore.
It's insane. It's, well, a lot of these places are around the Biltmore anyways, but that I'm at least working with. But no, I have my little house, and it ain't worth nowhere near that. I'm with you. I mean, there's a lot you can do with $1 million. So to even imagine a $10 million, renovation, it just feels insane and crazy.
It can go as far as it used to go. I appreciate the architecture and some innovative things they put in some of these. Some of these homes just don't appeal to me. I'm more of a traditionalist, but I've seen some really attractive homes in the Greenville area. But most of those, I mean, you could still, those homes are still under $1 million. But $1 million, I mean, that's an awful lot of money. You'd have to. And the thing about it, most of the people that have houses like that or homes like that, they got, it's either a couple or, no kids or anything. So, I mean, it's just something to show off what they got, I suppose. A lot of people do entertain and use them, but a lot of them don't. One of the neatest things I saw not long ago, let me let this thing drop. I put this in a category right there, and I think of that. It was home where they just off, it's kind of, it's not actually Verde, but it's not right there by the Toyota place there on Lawrence Road. And it's got it's a fairly new house, but it's got a garage. It's got two doors. It's got one on each side, so you can drive through the garage all the way. And I said, I wish I'd thought of something like that. That's a really good idea. That way you don't have to, it's got a kind of a turnaround in the back. That way you don't have to back the car out. You don't have to mess up the front yard with having a turnaround or anything like that. I said, that's pretty innovative. Actually, I guess I just never looked around the back side of the house and noticed it, but they had a garage door open. And my wife said, they've got a hole on the other side. I said, that's not a hole. That's another garage door. I said, that's a great idea.
I've seen that one other time. I was down in Texas, and this homeowner had 10 cars, but he had a double-sided car garage where it opened on either side, so he didn't have to pull vehicles out. He could just go use either garage door to, go in or out, whichever way he wanted to go. So it was pretty crazy. But the one home I just got done taking care of, not today, but a couple weeks ago, it was their, for Asheville, it was their entertaining home. He's a dentist down in Charleston. And so he has this big 10,000 square foot house in the mountains that they're doing some renovations on. And it was just their little entertaining / getaway home.
Call that a mountain cottage. 10,000 square feet, that's a big house. 5,000 square feet is a big house. I mean, I've been in homes that are that big, but it's just a lot of rooms don't have anything but sunshine, and we got a little furniture and sunshine. That's it. But that just didn't make much sense. I've seen some nice homes in Texas. I used to travel to Texas years ago and traveled to the Austin, San Antonio area. There's some really nice homes in that area. They've got kind of a different aspect. They like to. I don't know whether you call them barn homes or what, but they got homes out there that look more like a barn, and it's basically just like a barn in the back where they do the entertaining. Instead of inside the house, they do it basically outside, and that's not a bad idea. I've seen that here in this area too, a time or two. But you got to have people have a fair amount of property. That'd be a good idea. do you entertain it outside under the, you know, do you cook and just step outside and just have a, have like a, you know, have a outside kitchen. Is one of the guys I know that's got a place in, I believe he's got a place in there, Lake Watery, and he got a, he was a builder, and he actually has a home similar to that. It's a big house. It's got a, something like two houses. They got, you know, like one house on top of the other, and he's got a, got a big, big barn, you know, pole barn looking structure out there. He's got an outdoor kitchen and bathrooms and stuff like that right on the lake. And it's a really good idea for that part of the country.
Yeah, I think you're talking about, I think they call them barn dominiums. Those are pretty crazy. I actually looked into it because I'd love to have one. I was telling Patrick that's what he should build over on his little plot of land. Build himself a barn dominium where you have like a giant working garage that you can use, and but it all looks like it's part of the house. My kids would absolutely just die to have something like that.
I couldn't think of the name. That's it. That one of my guys who works with my son has got some property out near Abbeville, and he's got him a, he built a, you know, house out there, and he's done a lot of it himself. Of course, he's using, it's not anything fancy, but it looks pretty decent on the inside and on the outside. And it's, you know, he's using steel for structure, I think, instead of 2x4s, and he's also got a barn out there. He's also put a, put a shooting range at his back pasture back there, and he got a burn built up, and he's got a, I don't know whether he's got it, some of his neighbors got a walk-in cooler with him, because they, you know, they're trying to keep the hog population down in that part around, I guess that's around Lake Russell, maybe Clarksville even, trying to keep the hog, wild hog population down, so they've got a walk-in cooler that, you know, they go in, they can even go in, they just, it's like a, it's not, it's kind of like a communal thing where whoever's on the property or using it or hunting, they hunt these hogs at night with thermal vision now. And they, that way they can go ahead and, you know, get them where they, you know, get them to where they need to be cooled off, put them in that cooler. But that's, it was a pretty neat deal. He's got a, it's a, it's not a real big house. It's probably a couple of thousand square feet, but the barn dominium part of it is really nice. And said he's just working a little bit of time, doing most of the work himself, but it's going to be kind of rustic, but it's a good idea, especially for somebody that's younger, doesn't mind being kind of out in the country a little bit.
True. Yeah, I love the fact that it's still a freestanding structure, and then you can kind of build it out however you want it on the inside. You don't have to worry about support walls and all that other stuff. Just build your metal structure and then build whatever you want on the inside. As long as it'll hold up and it sounds, you're good, which is pretty crazy. But then I also love the fact that you can have a giant garage that looks like it's part of the house, and it doesn't look like a garage, but that is too cool. Yeah, that would be my dream home.
Yeah, it's one of those things I wish I'd thought of that years ago, but you know, we've probably moved, I don't know, 7 or 8 times, I guess, over the years, and so we're kind of settled now. We've been here almost 30 years now, so we're kind of settled as to where we are, so we won't be doing it. The next move we'll be to the old folks' home, I guess. But I got to jump out then. I got to run downstairs, and I got to go out. I got an appointment around 3:30. I'm going to have to meet up with some folks and get some billing straightened out. But yeah, it's been good talking to you. It's interesting. I know you get to look at a lot of interesting houses, and that's always what's going on, see what's new. But you take care of when you trip back. If you head back from Asheville, I guess you head back towards Greenville, I guess. But anyway, hopefully the weather's going to be good for you. And looks like we had a little bit of sun a few minutes ago, but it's gone back now. But at least it's not foggy. And I'll talk to you later. Be sure and give me a shout if you hear me on 73 N4DJC. Clear up to you.
CKI4DTY. Perfect timing, Jerry. I just pulled in as well, so I'm going to go ahead and start editing some of this stuff. But it was good talking to you, sir, and always enjoy hearing you on the radio. Have a good day, and I'll say 73s.